Blog Talk Radio.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Your family fed. Oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free. Living now my dreams. God's been good to me. Oh, 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 I'm blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Living every moment, no regrets. No regrets. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Oh,
everybody. Happy Sunday. This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my brother, Mr. Alonzo, welcoming you to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in to get in and hang out with us. Be sure to press 1 to let us know you want to come on live and have something to say to us. Alonzo, what's going on with you tonight, my brother? Alonzo, are you muted? Probably. Hello? Oh, well.
Yes.
No, I no, guess.
I'm here, King.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Yes, Ken. You?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Good.
I think you found
good evening.
You found something new. How you doing tonight? Fighting your electronics?
you know how I go.
Boy, do I. Even, see, y'all get a victory every now and then. I don't be knowing what I'm doing, so I be taking some L's here and there.
Mine's really be on that improv last second. I was really just trying to just get it together.com, as I say, and everything just rebooted. I was like, oh, no, so yeah. But I'm here. I'm here now.
All right. See how God works? Right on time.
In miraculous ways. Amen. Every time.
I'm trying to tell you. He shows us that all the time if we just pay attention to it.
If was a fit, boy. But really, that's
something
we need to pay attention to.
Oh, yeah. I pray frequently for discernment because, sometimes I either overanalyze things or don't analyze it enough and I miss the message. So I have to ask him frequently to just help me to see clearly, you know? Because I could be my own worst enemy. My mind, I justify thinking what I want to do and make it seem like it's the benevolent thing to do.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know what we like to do on the Inspiration Factory when we begin a program? We like to take some safety precautions, if you will. We like to invite our Father into the midst of things. You know, we get a whole lot less stuff, bad, the negative stuff, when he's around. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
He kind of keeps things going nicely. So, without further ado, would you all mind joining us at the throne? Every Father, we come to you this evening, first and foremost, asking your forgiveness, Father. The things that we do that we shouldn't, the things that we don't do that we should, Father. We ask you for forgiveness in the midst of our mess. Father God, we ask that you would also just make your presence known here this evening, that the actions and reactions that transpire tonight are of you, that are pleasing to you, that are guided by you. Use this platform, Lord, and use us to have your way. We thank you for the time and the honor of being here in your presence and amongst each other, Father. We pray for those that are sick, those that are going through their personal trials and tribulations and griefs, and so much, Father, is going on in the world. We just ask that you would touch those. We ask prayer for the Epiphany family, Father God, the newlyweds and the newly borns and all that encompass the Epiphany family, Father. We ask that you would place your hedge of protection around them, Father, and continue to bless us and to use us as a family unit. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how I sound. To me, I sound kind of weird, but I don't know if it's the weird weather or what, but my sinuses have been killing me the last few days. I'm just hoping I'm not trying to get sick. So I've been taking pills and drinking mixtures and all kinds of stuff to try to nip it in the bud. But it's too early to tell if it's working.
I understand.
I get up, and I got tomorrow off, so I'll know. I can just lay in bed all day.
Okay. Don't overdo it. Just do it in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of anything ain't good.
I don't know, but a day of doing absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, that's supposedly what Sunday is, right? No, or not Sunday, but that's supposedly what the seventh day is. I can't say Sunday because
yeah.
It didn't say Sunday in the book, but it said the seventh day. So
yeah.
Technical.
Yeah. So, yeah, I go along with that, the seventh day. He did. So maybe that's what I do tomorrow. I didn't do much today, though.
Hey.
So I can't complain. I can't complain. 2 days in a row off of work, I can't even believe it. I'm just coming off of doing 3 back-to-back doubles.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting too old for this. Okay. I thought I retired to work less. Lord have mercy.
But you know anything? They got the re in front of the words means to do it again.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. But what do you say we get started with some poetry up in this piece?
Let's go ahead.
And I'm curious, do you bring anything for us today, my brother? You're not driving, so you don't get off, you know. You know, the last Sunday I wasn't going to do nothing to you because you were driving, you know. But this Sunday I got a problem throwing you under the bus. You ain't got the head on steering wheel.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, you know what? Maybe I need to go get in the car again.
No. You ain't got to go nowhere. Just sit there and put your hands on the steering wheel. Huh?
Okay. Had a car revved up. No, but I mean, I can... I do have like a five second piece, but
because I thought
really
you remember correctly,
didn't
you say last Sunday you were gonna have something this week?
I did.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to say no, so I could say I got the archives. We all heard it. That part.
Okay, .. Let me leave that there. In the air. Won't catch me. Okay.
I'm just saying. So, my brother, how would you like to start us off with a piece?
As long as you follow. No, okay, no, but I got you. And this piece here is called When Your Heart Turns Cold.
And the mic is yours, Ken.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. When your heart turns cold, it causes your soul to freeze. It spreads throughout your spirit like a ruthless feeling disease. Walls that once were down now stand firm and tall. Safe from hate, love, pain, joy. You feel nothing at all. When your heart turns cold, a baby's cry means nothing. A dead corpse is trivial. Mothers neglecting children is daily. Loneliness becomes your routine friend. Death seems like tranquility. Sleeping is never pleasant if you even sleep at all. Get ideals and turn off all the reasons to make sure the product gets old. You don't understand how I behave. Just wait till your heart turns cold. And peace.
I think I missed that one. You're pretty graphic with that. It's not a pretty picture when your heart turns cold. And that one line said, you said, what is it? Where you feel nothing at all. And that just, you know, and I know go through my little ups and downs and hills and valleys and subterraneans and everything. But at the end of the day, I was able to feel that, experience that, but to feel nothing? That's scary.
Yeah, usually we try to find
that. Can really happen. Mm-hmm.
We try to find that answer in at the end of the bottle.
Only to find that the answer wasn't there.
Right. And this week I really just had an episode. I caught myself, but I had an episode. You know, I'm pulling my own covers, as they would say. But it was amongst a group of brothers. But I would consider men in today's culture, and it's like I was the baby of the bunch, and I just had a moment where I had I just didn't understand why I had so much passion and more passion in the room than men that was gathered. So, and this was just one incident. It was just one. This was just a straw on the camel's back. But I believe in the last. So I had told you something like I could feel, you know, the fight between my culture and America, or what America portrays, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And there's just so many things that's coming at an angle. The devil just never stops working. So, yeah, that's the angle I was coming at.
Yeah, he's tireless. He really is. And there's no need to hit you with your question. Who are you talking to when you wrote that? Because I think you kind of said it all in that piece. But I'm going to ask you anyway. Who were you talking to when you wrote that?
Really myself. But myself, when I accept that I have, like, what they call multiple personality.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as if I'm talking to myself 3-4 different ways, in a sense. So the reason why I said that is the people that are listening. Some of the people that are listening are people that I invited that know me. Then there's the show that knows me. You know what I mean? There's just certain different angles of knowing. So, at the end of the day, it was me that I was talking to myself. I kind of had an idea that I was going to bring this topic to the show, so.
That sounds like a whole show in and of itself.
Yeah.
Definitely is something that needs to be brought before the throne. You know, we can pray upon these things. We can educate about some of these things. Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Yes, sir. This is real. It's a real thing. It's a real thing today. It's a real
thing. Yeah, definitely is. But I'm going to ask you about that piece. You weren't suggesting that you've reached that point, were you?
No.
Okay. Just checking. I had to be sure.
No, it's the surrounding world. Again, it's just me being in the middle. You don't know as far as the decision which direction to go. So you just, all you know is go with your gut instinct, or, you know, like your the Holy Spirit type situation. So that's what I mean when I mean, like, you have no feeling.
Mm-hmm. I can understand.
It's not
that.
About you. Denying yourself type situation.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Just had to be sure. I didn't want to have to get in the car and drive to Cali.
No, we good. No, I told you, like, I take it to another level, which is...
Okay,
another,
there you go.
Yeah, another show.
I know that's right. All right.
Yes, sir.
Love it. Love it. See what happens when I throw you under the bus? You come up with beautiful things. So.
Thank you, sir.
See, there's some good in it. I'm gonna
it's still your go now.
Oh, I was trying to get around. All righty then. This piece I wrote with him today. I procrastinated because I was thinking about what we were talking about last week, and then I had said something about talking about God's role in your life. And so I couldn't figure out how to put things into words or whatever. So it took me till maybe literally maybe an hour before the show that I finally got something written. But anyway, this is it. It's called God's Role in My Life. I almost feel it a disrespect to attempt to or be so naive as to think that it's even possible to communicate what transpires between you, my Lord, and I. I feel so paralyzingly inadequate, my Lord, and yet it would seem I am yet compelled to try. I feel compelled to try to put into words the indescribable beauty of what I'm able to comprehend of your love for me. I feel grossly inept for the task of exemplifying your walk, let alone bridle my tongue, that thou would be pleased by my talk. There are so very many areas in my life that if faced alone, I would be helplessly, emotionally and spiritually spent, shackled and weighed down with the onus of my failure to live a life pleasing to thee. If faced alone, I would be lost in a quagmire of pure evil awash in the sea of the eternal damnation of the enemy. Yet, always, and I do mean always, when I feel like defeat may not be so bad, I'm rescued by a word or a sound or a song, but something entices me to, once again, look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Look up to the unconsumed bush that burns, that beacon of power and wonder and promise and victory. Once you remember and look up, your battle had already been won. You're a source of strength and joy and peace in the midst became yours eternally. When you accepted Jesus, you became co-heir with Jesus as God's daughter or God's son. God's role in my life, as it pertains to me anyway, and as it is received by me, God's role is now, as he has always been, even when I was too blind to see, is to keep me able to strive to humbly worship thee. Poem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Snap, 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 clap, clap, clap. Yes, sir. That put me in my center zone. I actually, yes. You asked me if I came to a point where I don't feel nothing. It sounds like you was in the same position, too. Not that you don't feel nothing. I like the part where you said when I feel down, for some reason I still got that motivation to keep looking up.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like you wake up and you don't let life take you; you take life, type situation.
Yeah, it was from a that.
No, I was just saying that piece is just it reminded me, it put me in my center. I appreciate that.
I ain't do it. like I said, I really didn't know what to write. So I thank God that he put that in my heart to write. Put that in my pen to write, I should say.
You said you based it off of last week's conversation or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He makes things pop up
for
a reason.
Who you wrote it to?
Yeah, okay. Hindsight tells us. Hindsight
yeah,
tells
really.
Us. It opens our eyes to see. He's a way maker. If we just remember to look for him.
Amen.
And therein lies the hard part. But there's always hope. And thank God he is a God of do-overs. Otherwise, I'd have been in trouble a long, long time ago.
You and me both.
So, I thank God for that, most definitely. You know, we have somebody out there with their hands up. Alonzo, would you like to hear what somebody else has to say?
I'm so about that. Yes, sir.
Oh, you trying to say you're tired of listening to me? Is that what you said?
I do not need help, sir. Rent is high enough. I do not need help.
All right, yeah. Then. Let's see. Area code 219. Welcome to the Inspiration Factor. Who do you have on the mic?
Hello, Paul. How you doing? This is Brother O speaking.
Well, well, well. What's up, Brother O? How you doing?
I'm good.
It's good to hear your voice, man. Sound
man,
strong.
You.
Sound good.
Thank you.
So, I don't know if you brought something that was posted on the event page or you just brought, first and foremost, I know you brought a testimony. Here.
Yeah,
I know you brought a testimony. One that I am so glad to be able to see and hear and be an experience of, because you went through a heck of a journey.
Yes.
Journey I can't even imagine.
Sure did.
And look at you. You yet stand.
Right.
Would you like to share just a little bit of what we're talking about to everybody else so they don't feel like they're in the loss, in the dark?
I had a heart transplant on December 3rd of 2022, and after I waited in the hospital 383 days for it, and then I actually stayed in the hospital 400 days before I was discharged. And I special rehab program for transplant patients for a month. I came home. Been home for nearly 2 months, and everything's progressing. Everything is progressing very well. And 3 days ago, I celebrated my 48th birthday. 3 days ago.
Congratulations! Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy birthday. And on several levels. Excuse me for that. Excuse me for that pause right there. I had to mute my mic. I was just getting in the car. But I got that taken care of now. Don't laugh at me.
I can't help myself sometimes.
I feel the spirit. Yes, yes.
Brother Earl. You know,
yes.
I had been an experience of a lot of your journey, but even what I've witnessed and what I've gone through with you, it was just amazing to see the resiliency, the faith, and the strength that you showed throughout the whole experience. You know, I just wanted to tell you how inspiring you were with your acceptance and all of that.
Yeah.
You definitely showed a lot of faith in God, you know. You inspired me in a few occasions just by your actions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Allowing us to be part of your journey, too.
Right.
I couldn't imagine laying up in a hospital bed month after month after month after month.
Right.
With a fear in the back of my head. You know, like the angel and the devil on each shoulder, you know, fight constantly. And I can't even tell you about that, but it also shows you that God doesn't leave you or forsake you. That's where it's true. I appreciate you sharing that with me, brother. But I also know, and I'm going to say this without any doubt in my military mind, I also know you brought a peace for us tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yes.
I was going to say, don't make a liar out of me, please.
No.
Other folks listening now.
Right.
I'm anxious to hear, I haven't heard from you for a while, so I'm anxious to hear what you have for this brother O. So I'm going to mute my mic in. The mic is yours, Ken.
Tyler's poem is called Standing Grave for the Maker of 48. My dear brothers and sisters, on this past Thursday, March 9th, 2023, yours truly, Brother O, the Living Miracle Professor of Poetry, has officially begun the 48th chapter of my incredible life. When I look back at all that I've gone through in my life, all I can do is think about how truly blessed and extremely favored I am. All I can do is think about the goodness of Jesus and everything that he has done for me. All I can do is reminisce on how God answered the prayers of all of you while I was in the hospital waiting my heart transplant. All I can do is marvel about the progress and strides I've made since coming home nearly 2 months ago. And all I can do is reflect on how much I've grown and matured into the real man that I am right now. My dear brothers and sisters, I continue to recover from my heart transplant. I'm going to experience the complete healing and restoration of my mind, body, and spirit, and experience a complete 180-degree turn and reversal of fortunes in my life. These last 16 months have been quite a journey, full of highs and lows, full of uncertainty and optimism, full of gains and losses, full of joy and pain, and full of disappointments and accomplishments. Yet in true brother old fashion, I managed to go the distance with a full servant of faith, perseverance, resilience, patience, and determination to accomplish my mission of receiving my life-changing heart transplant. Over this last year, I leaned on my unwavering faith more than ever. I gained a greater appreciation for having real friends and family in my life. I discovered how much I was truly loved and appreciated. I found out that I'll never be alone. I managed to express myself with a new level of honesty and transparency. I learned that having feelings is nothing to be ashamed of. I learned how to cope with the loss of my girlfriend by realizing that she would have wanted me to go on and find my future wife. I worked on a book and CD while in the hospital, won 2 more awards. And I became a local celebrity by having my heart transplant story featured during the holidays in Indianapolis. even though I celebrated at home for my birthday at home this year, I plan on having the biggest celebration once I get the official clearance to resume all my outings in another 3 months or so, and launch my official comeback to live poetry events in either June or July. My dear brothers and sisters, chapter 48 of my life will be the best one because I personally experienced my breakout season, which led to me going back to working in my own apartment, leading to me finally publishing my debut book and releasing my second CD, leading to me finally settling down and getting married by my 50th birthday, leading to me experiencing a lifestyle full of prosperity, abundance, and overflowing blessings beyond measure, leading me traveling around the country sharing my heart transplant story with the nation, and leading me being in the best health that I've been in for the first time in over 20 years. To honor me on my birthday, all I'm requesting this year is that you show me your true love and gratitude and appreciation, if you haven't done it already, by sending me a birthday message. My Facebook page, sending me an inbox on Messenger, texting me, giving me a phone call, or if you are led to give a monetary gift, I would truly request that you send that through Cash App under my tag, $Brother0975. And I'm still accepting gifts all month long. And that's at peace.
Sir, yes, sir.
Wow. Yo, Brother O. I mean, you've always been a force to be reckoned with your transparency and your message. But sounds stronger than ever. I think this is not only a new heart, this is a new you.
Right. I like the whole message.
A little bit of prophecy in there, a little bit of testimony, a little bit of prayer, a little bit of almost bragging over the blessings you've received. Not bragging per se, but speaking on the blessings that you were blessed to receive.
And you still keep it real.
You know? Yeah. It was a journey through joy, really. Enjoying
that, yeah.
Man, I can't wait to see all these things come to fruition and begin to just manifest themselves in your life. Because you do have a story to tell, and you have inspiration to share. A lot of people will be blessed by hearing your story and encouraged. You know, so
yes.
You will continually be in my prayers that you stay strong to do God's will and do God's work, and I'm sure it'll keep you there. And I look forward to hearing more testimonies about the best is yet to come.
Right.
Brother O, before you go, can you clarify and let everybody know where they can reach you on your Facebook?
Yes, they could reach me on my Facebook page on the Omar Brother O Gather. Really easy to find. When you type it in, you can see the picture of me standing next to a trophy.
Brother, do me a favor. Would you put your contact information on the event page?
Sure, I'll take care. I'll do that, yeah. I'll do that.
All right. Appreciate you. Yeah, let's get that out
no
there.
No problem.
Continue to support you, my brother.
Thank you.
Blessings.
That's what we do in this family of God. You know, we can't be family unless we stand together.
Exactly.
My brother, I appreciate that piece. I appreciate you coming through with us tonight, man. Though I missed you, bro. Don't do that
no more. Right.
Really though.
I'm gonna hold you to that too. Oh, my brother, I so much appreciate you coming through. I'm going to put you in the lounge right now. I'm going to take a little short music break, and then we'll be back. One love, one mic, brother.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I tell you, that's a strong brother. I really, really, I ain't lying when I say I couldn't see me going through that. But I guess he didn't see him going through it either. So, you know, things like that you don't expect. But you realize your strength or the strength you have in the Lord once you're in those situations.
And the passion that he has and for writing is a, you know what I mean, like, I know it took steps. I appreciate the steps that he's taking because, like, it's very vivid in detail with the journey, and it helps a lot of us connect that are out there, which seem like we're floating.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's like you were talking about, a story that needed to be told about, you know, like certain mental conditions. Medical conditions as well, you know, it's all in the total health.
Right.
You know, there may have been some things he was doing before that led to his position. We don't know. I don't know, and I'm not speculating, but I'm saying those types of things all need to be, you know, enlightened upon, spoke upon, you know, prevention is key.
Recognize. Right.
Yeah, spiritually, mentally, and physically. But my
like
brother, we're
going to
take this a little short. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was just saying it. It's like covering up.
Yeah. It don't work too long, too well. But there's a song I've been hearing in my head that I just want to play. So if y'all will bear with me for one moment, I'm going to give you Chicago Glory Ministry.
Hashtag.
I worship you. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Deserve.
He deserves. hands together in here tonight if you want to.
Okay, we're back. And if you're still hanging out with us, this is the Inspiration Factory with your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Mr. Alonzo. And tonight we just doing as we always do, pretty much, hanging out, praising God, inspiring one another, sharing poetry, sharing wisdom. You know, iron sharpens iron. Alonzo, how you feeling? There you go. Okay.
Yes.
I think there's only one listener on the line, and if I'm not mistaken, that might be the CEO, but I'm not sure. But if it's okay with you, and if you would like to, you can go into Little Music Ministry. Or, if you would like to, you could do a little discussion on that topic you were talking about earlier. Or we could save that for another day. Choice is yours.
I'm always open. Topic earlier referring to my piece.
Yeah.
There's some information or something you want to discuss or put out about that.
We can definitely do that.
Because, you know, there's a lot of people that really have no clue about any of those things. You know, a lot of things have stigmatisms attached to them because of lack of knowledge about them.
Yes, I mean, as far as the mental... I don't like walking around saying like I'm a spokes model or support, but like I don't turn down the fact that I need help because I've been through a lot. Like most of us have, and the black male, as I keep mentioning, the black male it just receives different going through the days of units of life. So there's a lot of programs out there, yeah, but there's not a lot of people step up or wanted to open up to get the help.
That's sad.
And as far as veterans, you know how we do. We just everything in, do our push-ups and keep moving.
Yeah. Until it's too late a lot of times. Early detection is the key to a lot of things, a lot of minimizing the damage or the condition. You know, help can be had if you detect these things early enough, you know, so you... And that goes for even, you know, with anything dealing with the body. You don't feel, you know your body better than anybody else. If something don't feel right, don't always get that macho, oh, I can handle this or it'll go away type thing. You need to get yourself checked out. You need to do your due diligence. Yeah, God does a lot for us, but we have to do our part too. Oh, shit.
It's not a genie in a bottle. Like you said, it's connecting. You gotta have a connection. If you don't have a connection, a lot of the times we are all manning up or just all about like I said, we don't talk a lot. And
right.
It all goes back to the end of the day, your relationship with the Creator. If you're here to do your purpose, you're gonna seek the help that you need to get there. You know what I mean? But fortunately, like a lot of us, got that mentality, that military mentality.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, we're just stuck in it. It's just hard to break that cycle. Once you've been in the program for so long, it's just hard to break that cycle.
Yeah,
man.
You get, I don't want to say institutionalized, but you get comfortable.
Yeah.
I guess you learn to adapt to it. You make it passable when it can be so much better.
We sound like we go outside of our comfort zone on a regular basis to, though we know it's known to be outside of that comfort zone too, bro, we don't tend to stay outside of that comfort zone. We might tiptoe out there for a little bit. Don't call it Hell's Kitchen or whatnot, and then come right back on the other side, and then, you know, and we don't, it's like we don't want to get a taste of it, like a roller coaster, it's exciting, and then too much, we don't know what to do with it, let it go back to comfort.
Stick your head out for a quick. I'll talk to you about that off air. But a thought came to my mind, but we'll talk about that later. You know me, I like my music. I wanna play a piece that will kinda tie into what you were saying. For me anyway, you know, I think outside the box, meaning I'm special. But I want to hear just a little bit of Tamala Man.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Our worship ride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. For my love. Oh,
over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May you feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Now pour my love like a river, the well that never runs dry. Now pour my love,
my love,
I'll fill every void. Hey, my city.
Now, can you help me say? of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you.
what it is that I'm facing. Jesus is the light. Whoa.
One song, didn't I? I guess I got a little carried away. But anyway, before we hit the 11 o'clock hour and the program ends, I just want to have a few words with you guys. Thank you for coming through. Alonzo, are you back with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ouch. Excuse me. I sat down too hard. I'm going to give a public service announcement, and if you would be so kind as to give the rundown for the Epiphany week, and then I'm going to pray us out. And then until the fat lady kicks us off, I'm going to go back to playing music. I'm having fun. How's that sound? So, for those of you out here, if you're curious about this Jesus that you hear us talking about, this God, we'd be more than happy to walk you through the steps to learning more about him so that you might make an informed decision. But once again, I thank everybody for calling through. I thank my CEO for the opportunity and the platform. And speaking of platforms, what does Epiphany have throughout the week, my brother?
Starting tomorrow, you have your kings and queens quarters. Tuesday, you got your war council. Wednesday, you have your erotic love zone. Thursday is the get down. Friday, Renaissance poetry. Saturday, Jess J. and Gina Storm show. So on Sunday, you have us, Find Inspiration with yours truly, Paul Sampson. Find Inspiration with truly, Mr. Alonzo.
And there you have it. And I'm hoping to see and hear everybody here next week. Now, if you would join with me one more time at the throne. Heavenly Father, I come before you. We come before you, Father God, thanking you for your presence here this evening. Thanking you for allowing us to be part of your plans. Father God, I ask that you would bless the families of the callers, the families of those that wanted to call and didn't, or those that just chose not to call, Father God. And ask your blessings upon the Epiphany family, Lord. That you would just prosper this platform, Father God, that you would have your way, Lord. Make what changes need to be made. Purify where purification is needed, Father God. Build this platform, Father God, that it might serve your will. Father God, as we leave this platform, but never from your presence, I ask that you would just go with us, guide us, and aid us into being the type of people that you created us to be. And it's the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. And God bless you.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Brian, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, Mike. Like this, come on. Here we go, let's.
The angels fly around at the thought of you. The darkness gives way to the light for you.
Come on.
The light that you hold in the light brand.
What's his name?
Forever we worship you. Forever we worship you.
Say it again.
The angels.
Raise me by transgression. Hold on a little while. new strength.
Yeah.
As you mount a bone wing.
Like an eagle.
Like eagles that soar.
Go ahead and tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
That I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh.
In the midst of my waiting.
Hey.
I'm getting a blessing every
hey,
day.
Wait,
yes.
What?
New day, that's why. your hand upon me.
Keep your hand upon me.
Increase!